You're listening to Audio Theater in a Darker Shade. This is DarkerProjects.com. And now our feature presentation.
The following audio is explicit in nature and may contain adult themes, light sexual situations, violent content, or strong language.
To a precious few, it was a paradise, a haven from the hectic pace of the real world. To others, it was a nightmare. Nothing on this quaint island is as it seems. Beneath the tranquil lull of the ocean and the beautiful gardens, Dr. Nathaniel Lothman carved out a project based on Dr. Sam Beckett's theories on time travel. Hungry for the power to reform history to his own liking, Dr. Lothman integrated himself into the project and became Lothos. As his staff work to his ultimate goal, their lives are held in the balance. Still vigilant to be who they are in a complex where danger lurks around every corner, their secrets lie buried and passions rest dormant. For how long?
Last time on Quantum Retribution.
What do you think you're doing, Mr. Conroy? Put me down right now. Do you hear me? Put me down.
Oh, come on, Trev. Things are just getting fun.
You can't take her away now, not till she at least...
I can take her away from here, and I am. It's as much for your good as hers.
Trevor, I believe that the lady said to put her down. Now.
Alan, get out of the way and let us leave.
No can do, Trev. Not until you put the lady down.
Drunk and mad at having been tossed over Trevor's shoulder, Siren began hitting his back with all of her strength. Hearing Alan's voice just made her madder, and she planted her hands on Trevor's back and began to walk them up his back.
God damn you, Trevor, put me down!
Siren, stop thrashing around!
Damn it, Mr. Conroy! I said let me down! Help me up.
No.
Damn it. I said, help me up.
No. You wanted down, Siren? So you're down. And since you got down there on your own, you can get up on your own. Anybody who offers her help in getting up, I'll knock you down. Anybody.
I can't even get up on my knees, and he wants me to stand up on myself? Is he nuts?
Go ahead. Knock me down. I'll just get back up and help her anyway. Or you could be a gentleman and move, and I'll take her home. Either way, I am going to help her up. Like I said, Trevor, I'm helping her up, damn it. Leave me alone. Here, take my hand, Siren.
You're... Ted. Right?
Yes, I'm Ted. Here, let me put my arm around you. Come on, let's get you somewhere a little quieter.
Thank you, Ted.
My pleasure.
So, the mouse can roar. Well, that mouse isn't going to roar for long. Ted.
Yeah?
Oh, real classy, Mr. Conroy. Really classy.
You want to talk class? I'm not the one two sheets in the wind and wearing some guy's shirt and a pair of his boxer shorts. At a party. Come on, get up.
Let go of me.
Come on.
What do you think you're doing, Mr. Conroy?
I think it's time we left.
Mr. Conroy.
What?
I don't particularly care to go anywhere with you right now, Mr. Conroy. Just leave me alone right now.
Hmm.
And just what are you grinning at, Mr. Allen?
Siren slapped Allen just as hard as she had Trevor, then stomped away into his bedroom. Trevor was about 10 seconds behind her, slamming the bedroom door.
You want to fight, Siren?
Way to go, Allen.
One to remember? Well, here's something for you to remember.
What? Ow!
Don't lie to me, Allen. Just tell me the truth.
You want the truth, Siren? Okay. Here it is. Don't ever do that again. And if you want the truth, then yes, I had other things in mind. But you're a big girl now. You should have figured on something like that happening.
Oh, you are a son of a bitch.
She deserved it. She should be able to take whatever she dishes out.
Trevor, don't. It's not worth it.
See? Even she knew she deserved it.
Trevor didn't even have time for the realization to filter through his thoughts before his fist connected with his friend's jaw. After a moment, he moved to stand over Allen where he lay, half dazed and sagging against the side of his dresser.
No woman deserves what you had in mind. You didn't ask, Allen. You were taking. And any way you slice it, that's rape. Just stay there. You get up now, and I just might loosen the teeth on the other side of your mouth.
Yeah.
Get your clothes on, Siren. We're leaving. Unless you want to stay here and literally protect to fight your virtue.
No. Give me just a minute. I'm ready when you are.
Trevor cast a perfunctory glance at her. Even with her looking at the floor, he could already see the first faint shades of purple coming up on Siren's right cheek.
That's gonna hurt like hell by morning. Come on. Allen, from one friend to another, if we still are, that was without question the most stupid, egotistical stunt you have ever pulled. See you Monday. Ted, I'm sorry. You had your reasons, and I had mine.
Trevor, just a minute. I want... Everyone, I am so very sorry for spoiling the party.
Kayla Drysden was playing door lady, and Trevor didn't miss the gleam in her eyes as he followed Siren out.
Great. By dawn, every living being in this complex is going to know everything that was said or done in the last 2 hours.
Outside the door, Siren leaned against the wall and tried to gain her balance as the world took on a tilt-a-whirl effect.
Oh, I wish everything would stop spinning.
Are you all right?
I'd like some help, but if you'd rather not, I can crawl back home.
Come on, Siren. Up you go. Damn you and your knights in shining armor fixate on Allen. Home, m'lady?
Please, a smooth trot, if you don't mind, Sir Knight. You smell wonderful. I meant to tell you earlier, but...
So do you, m'lady. I hope you've got asbestos underpants on, because if your father's anything like my dad was, he's gonna blister your butt with words. Don't laugh. A father's tongue lashing can sting worse than any belt. And here we are. I'll just put you down. Got your balance?
I think so.
Good. Now face the door.
Thanks a bunch, brave knight.
Better to pay the piper now than in the morning. Believe me, if your father is anything like mine was, you don't want his temper to ferment overnight.
Siren didn't have a chance to respond to that comment, because just then the door opened, swallowing hard as she looked up into Xavier's face as his eyes fixed on the bruise on her face. She cringed as she moved past him when he opened the door wider.
Siren, why isn't the left strap of your dress on your shoulder instead of falling halfway down your arm? Turn around. And precisely why is the zipper of your dress nearly halfway down? While you're at it, care to explain the new makeup you're wearing? Exactly what kind of party was this?
It was like any other party, I suppose.
Explain.
Well, to the best of my recollection, sir, what happened was this. And please excuse any jumbled up parts. I'm a little tipsy.
Really?
Well, when we arrived, Alan brought me in to meet the troops, so to speak. Then he offered me a drink. I told him I didn't drink, but he said not to be a party pooper. And I didn't want to be one. And, oh, he gave me the face. The cute puppy dog face. So I told him that one wouldn't hurt. I didn't see why. Trevor already had a beer, and so did everyone else. Especially his girlfriend, the blonde bitch. Anyway, Is it hot in here?
No.
Oh. Must be me. Anyway, getting back to what was going on, I sat down with Dave. David something or other. And then Alan spilled a drink on my dress, as you can plainly see. Boy, was it cold. And then Alan said something about wearing some of his clothes so that my dress could dry. And I told Trevor that it was fine with me. So I went to Alan's bedroom with him so that he'd get me some clothes, a shirt and some shorts to wear. And oh, those shorts were so cute. Hearts all over them. And really, Dad, they were quite comfy. I may have to get some of those. Anyway, Alan, he kissed me. It wasn't as nice as the ones that I've had before, but it was okay. And we went back to the party. We danced, and then I got to dance with some of the other guys. And by this time, I was sipping on my second something or other tea when... Is that right? Yeah, that's right. When Alan and Trevor went to talk, I danced some sort of dance called the Macaroni MacGyver something or other, and I was fairly good at it too. But when Trev came back in the room, what did he do? I'll tell you what he did. He came over and he threw me over his shoulder like a bag of potatoes in front of everyone. Talk about humiliating. So I did exactly what you told me to and tried to break free. And I did, and I slapped him. I honestly didn't want to. I mean, Trevor is a nice guy and all, but I did tell him to put me down, and he did. But he dropped me right on my tush. I had a hard time getting up, and he was upset at me. I mean, I would be too if I'd just been slapped. And then he told everyone else not to help me, or he'd hit him. I guess Ted didn't really care. And he came and he helped me up. But he pushed Trev before Trev could do anything to him. Ted, that is, helped me back to the kitchenette. A nice little alcove, by the way. And he sat me down at the table. He's a really nice guy once you get to know him. But Trevor wouldn't have it. He was hot, and he knocked Ted completely out. I couldn't believe it. Then Trevor grabbed my hand and started to take me back out of the party again, but I slapped him again. You know, Dad, I really ought to not do that anymore. I really care for Trevor, and I don't want him mad at me. But you ought to know not to try to pull me somewhere where I don't want to go, you know? Anyway, I yelled at Trevor in front of everyone and stomped back to Ellen's bedroom. If we were going to leave, I wanted my dress back on, but no. Trevor comes bounding in the room, wanting me to fight with him again. He actually stuck out his chin for me to hit, and it was so tempting. But I can't fight with him, Daddy. I just couldn't do it. And I was about to get dressed when Alan came in the room, and I confronted him. I told him that something was going on between the three of us, and that he would know. So I asked him if he had a hidden agenda, and he did. So I balled up my fist and I popped him as hard as I could, and it felt so good to hit him when he was trying to get me drunk and use me. And I do it again. This makeup that you mentioned earlier is his response to that pop. It wasn't funny. It is now. I mean, looking back and seeing Alan being thrown across the room by Trevor and then getting popped again, even after I told him it wasn't worth it, I mean, well, it really wasn't. This time, though, when we, Trevor and myself, that is, went out to the party once more, I apologized to everyone before we left, especially Ted, since he really shouldn't have gotten hit. I guess what happened with the dress is that I wasn't able to zip it up all the way the last time. Nothing happened other than that, Daddy. I promise. But, I'm really sticky from the drink that was spilled on me, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to go take my normal Friday night bath. Unless that's too unreasonable.
The longer Siren went on, the more Xavier wanted to laugh, but didn't. And when, at long, breathless last, she finished, he fixed her with a look for a long moment.
Very well. After that, get to bed.
Yes, sir.
Damn. He took that better than I expected.
Siren?
Yes, sir.
Come morning, my dear. You're going to wish you'd stayed home tonight.
You aren't kidding.
Nodding to her father, Siren headed in a more or less straight line toward the bathroom. Opting for a shower, she finished quickly, then wrapped a towel around herself and went to her bedroom. Trevor opened the bedroom door to see Siren settling her nightgown down, then dropped down on the bed and rolled over on her stomach, feet in the air, her head on her arms. Pulling his sweater off, he tossed it on the dresser, then turning toward the bed, he paused.
That wasn't so bad.
What? Why is she coming over here?
Trevor?
Yeah? Why did I just lick my lips when she looked up at me?
Why did you defend my honor tonight?
No woman, and especially not you, Siren, should be treated that way. You smell good.
Why especially me, Trevor? Why am I so different from everyone else? Why?
Back's against the wall, Trev. Because I think I'm falling in love with you, and that is the plain, unvarnished truth.
But what about her?
What do you mean? Who are you talking about?
How could he forget his own girlfriend? Her. That girl that was just about hanging all over you tonight? The blonde? I can't remember her name. How could you forget your girlfriend?
Girlfriend? Alan, you are going to pay for this one, buddy boy. You are going to pay big time. If you'd prefer not to take my word for what I'm about to say, this deliberate misdirection from Mr. McAllister stops here. You don't have to look at me, Siren, but you will listen. You owe me at least that much. The her you're referring to is Kayla, and just so there's no misunderstanding, she is not my girlfriend. I've dated several girls, including Kayla, but that doesn't make her, or any of them, my girlfriend.
But...
As for the way Kayla was seemingly all over me, she does that with any guy she's with. And for the record, to her friends, Kayla's known as Arms. You want her phone number?
Her phone number?
Talk to her yourself. Talk to Maria, or Anne, or Karen. I've dated all of them, and I hope this doesn't sound pompous, but all of them hoped for that title, but it never happened.
I don't want to call any of those girls. That would be ridiculous. But, Alan, I've been thinking and basing my thoughts on what he was telling me.
But?
But nothing. You know what I would like?
What?
I would like to kiss you again.
As the kiss ended, Siren opened her eyes. Looking up into Trevor's mesmerizing aquamarine blue eyes, she saw the question in his eye, and as soon as she saw it, the same feelings of insecurity came flooding back over her again, along with something else. A want. A desire.
You know what else I want?
What is it that you want, Siren?
Ice cream. Chocolate ice cream. I'll be right back.
Unbelievable. I get my first experience at a girl's slumber party. It's been a damned long day, Siren. I need some sleep. You and your ice cream need some too.
When she looked up from her bowl of ice cream to see Trevor shedding his pants, Siren shifted her gaze. But when he got into bed and lay on his side facing away from her...
Oh, come on, Trevor. I know you want some. Just one bite, please? For me?
There was no such thing as ignoring Siren when she put her hand on his side and began lightly tracing a small circle on his ribs.
Please.
Okay. But just one spoonful. One small spoonful, and then I am going to sleep. Well?
Here you go.
Having conceded to having a spoonful of ice cream, Trevor watched as she dipped up a spoonful, then leaned forward as she offered him the bite. Then several small drops of ice cream landed on his chest.
Jeez, that's cold!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll clean up my mess.
Before her unsuspecting punishment partner could say anything, Siren leaned down and began to lightly kiss and lick at the drops of ice cream on his chest.
What are you doing?
There. All better? Here, have another spoonful.
No, thank you. You are one spacey chick when you've got alcohol in you. You know that?
Trevor fixed her with an exasperated look, but his skin was still tingling where she had licked just so lightly. Again, he turned away from her, punched his pillow a couple of times, and attempted to coax sleep to take him over. Not a chance.
Good night, Siren.
Darn it. I don't want to go to sleep right now. I know. Such nice, broad shoulders you have.
Pressing her hands lightly against his shoulders, Siren slowly traced her fingernails lightly down the smooth, muscular contours to the small of his back.
Damn. Siren, I'm only going to say this once. What you're doing is known, among other things, as playing with fire. I'm in the mood, all right, Siren, but not to play.
Oh, well, I'm not going to let that ice cream go to waste. Oh, that was cold. Drat, now I've got ice cream all over the front of my nightgown.
What?
It's okay. Go to sleep. I just have to change.
This is too much.
It's not funny.
There is justice.
That wasn't funny. It was cold. And now I'm sticky. Again.
Man.
I need a clean gown. Oh, damn it, I don't have a clean one.
watching Siren pull her nightgown over her head, seeing the way that beautiful mane of thick, dark auburn hair cascaded over her shoulders erased the laughter from Trevor's mind. But when she sat down on the bed and sat back against the pillows, licking chocolate ice cream off the spoon, Trevor's thoughts turned in a totally different direction.
Does she? Wait, she's so drunk, she's forgotten she's naked? Whoa, easy, Trev. But how can anyone, even a drunk anyone, miss a 6'4" tall man wearing boxer shorts laying on the floor beside your bed?
I wonder how you'd look with chocolate lipstick. First your upper lip. Now your lower lip.
Now that is good ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Want some more?
It would be impolite to refuse such a gracious offer. That definitely was good ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Too bad we ran out. I'm sleepy. Why are you on the floor?
You're so tipsy you don't realize what a tease you're being, Siren. But I will not take advantage of you. Why, the better to see you, my dear.
Well, my dear wolf, I'm... I'm sleepy. So if you want to sleep on the floor, you may. But if I remember correctly, I think that the wolf was in the bed waiting for Little Red to come in.
Damn. What a roller coaster ride. But I wouldn't want to take this ride with anyone else. Good night, Red.
Good night, Trev. Bye. I love you.
You've been listening to Quantum Retribution, episode 115, entitled Macarena and Chocolate Anyone? Part 2, featured at Darker Projects. Featured in this episode were David Ault as the announcer, MJ Cogburn as Siren, Dave Morgan as Alan McAllister, Rich Matheson as Xavier, Austin Beach as Ted Smith, and yours truly as Trevor Conroy and the production announcer. Quantum Retribution is written and produced by MJ Cogburn and C.E. Krawick. Post-production by MJ Cogburn. Theme music is available for download at sounddogs.com. Other music was composed by Kevin MacLeod. And heard was You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi and Please Forgive Me by Brian Adams for party music. The executive producer of Darker Projects is MJ Cogburn. This has been a Darker Projects production. This is Shane Harris. Thank you for listening.